Brad.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning again. We thank you and praise you for many blessings you pour out upon us in Haney County. We thank you for our state. Thank you for our nation, God. We just pray that you would just be each leader. You give each leader guidance. You just give them wisdom and make decisions for them. We come into the season where we'll be voting, that you just give each voter wisdom to vote the way they should vote. We do the things we want for our nation. We pray, God, that you would just be with us today. Be with us here in Haney County. Just watch over us and give us guidance. We lift up those that need your helping, healing, and comforting hand, and pray especially to them. We lift up those that just may be home lonely, God. Just lift them up to you. Pray, God, that you would just watch over us as we live throughout this day. These things we ask for you.
Amen. This is why, if you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, October 22nd, 2018, 9:12 a.m., any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 451990 through 452058, warrant 7081 through 7082, and 5 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for October 9th, October 15th, and executive session minutes for October 12th.
I have one question on the October 9th minutes where it talks about the septic tank pump-up program. One of the sentences is, Mr. Soutie asked the commission if they would continue to support the program and thus allow Ron Erickson, purchasing director, and myself to go up for bid.
I questioned that, the wording on that.
Myself being
John Soutie.
John Soutie, but if it's typed, so we need to put.
Correct.
Thus allowing Ron Erickson, purchaser, and John Soutie. To go out for bid.
Yeah, that's who was making the statement.
Because otherwise it sounds like the person typing it is the one that's going for bid. So move to approve regular session minutes for October 9th, 2018 with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve October 15th regular session minutes with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then, is it October 12th?
Second.
Oh, right there. Move to approve executive session minutes for October 12th, 2018. With corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Senior Tax Board appointment. We have
applicant we referred to our legal, and I think he sent, we got a message back from Joanna Jasper to be appointed. Do you remember who we filled in for last week? Was it, I know we replaced, put in David Shamail.
It was the...
But I can't remember if it was for Dr. Thompson or Corey Klein.
I make a motion to appoint Joanna Jasper to the Senior Citizen Board to replace Dr. Dennis Thompson. Okay. Term beginning today. It expires December 31st, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yeah, because the other one retired was at the end of this year.
Yes.
Okay. Just a
MoDOT monthly update.
Well, I guess the big one is that we successfully did our demolition of the old Bolshoek Bridge last week. They're working on removing the old bridge and getting that work done. Construction office thought they might be done by the end of this week, but just to be on the safe side, I'd say it might stretch into next week, but they thought most of the demolition removal would be done this week. Talked to them about the roundabout construction. The actual completion date on that project is November 1st, and if you've driven out there, you can tell they're probably not going to meet that date. I talked to the construction office. They said that there's been, you know, some discussions with the contractor, but the contractor has not come back yet and asked for an official extension or given us a timeline for when they think they would be completed and any reasoning behind that failure to complete. So that will be an interesting conversation when it comes up, because right now I'm not aware of any major reason that would have delayed their progress. So.
I think they've had a few fender benders there, but I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
So that'll be an interesting conversation when we have it. We'll give you guys an update on that when we have that discussion with the contractor and find out when they think that they will actually be done out there. Cane Creek's open, so the three bridge package on the east side of Cane County is basically done. So those are our major projects that were going on in the county this year. So basically everything's pretty much going to be wrapped up by the end of the year. Upcoming, I think it's in 2020. It may have gotten moved to 2021 construction year. But we've got construction on Highway 65, basically from just south of Ozark to Route F would be matching up with what we completed. I think it was last year we did the overlay from basically out down to the state line. So that's coming up in the future, and we have added a little bit of additional money. Right now, it started out just as an overlay project, but we've added a little bit of additional money into that to try to do some safety improvements. We will be going back in probably with a high friction surface course again there at Saddlebrook. We continue to have issues with people just taking those hills downhill grades way too fast and hitting those curves. And it's gotten better, I think, with the high friction surface treatment that we put on a few years ago. But I've heard all kinds of rumors about what speeds actually get recorded on the vehicles whenever they crash down there. So we have our challenges there. We may try to come up with some additional ideas to try to slow people down coming down that hill. We'll also be looking at adding some right and left turn lanes and locations. We're just starting to look at it, so I don't know where those locations will be, but we'll be taking a look at the crash history and basing our selections basically on volumes and crashes. So where the greatest need is where we'll be addressing first. And then it's kind of a matter of how much can we address with the additional funds. So that's coming up. The real big one is we do have to replace the Long Creek Bridge. We've been trying to get the word out to our planning partners because we are anticipating that that Long Creek Bridge replacement will be probably close to $40 million. We're just starting on the engineering to get a project budget together, so we've got to start doing the engineering to get a good price together for that. But given the height of the supports, you know, to the bottom of the lake, basically, and the length of the bridge, we are anticipating that to be a very expensive bridge. If it comes in, you know, if what I'm hearing is true, and our budget is going to be around $40 million just for the construction, that's pretty close to what we spend in a year on the rural side of the district. I mean, that's I think our budget somewhere in the mid-50s. For construction in a given year in the rural 21 county basically area. So that will be very impactful. We probably will be getting, there's a statewide pool of funds for large bridges and interstates. I think we will be getting a small amount of money out of that pool of funds, but I'm not for sure on that yet. So that was created specifically to try to, you know, take some of the weight of a large bridge off of a district's budget for that year, so we'll see. So that's coming up. I believe we have it in the STIP all the way out to 2023 right now, but I have been told that there's a very good possibility that that could be accelerated because of some commitments that we had for other large bridges with the state of Illinois. The state of Illinois is in a budget crunch right now and may not be able to come through with their commitments, so those bridges on the Mississippi River may not get built. So we may have to move our project up to try to spend those major bridge funds. So we'll see about that too. Just to kind of give you an idea of what's been going on with us, we did have our, it's an annual event, we do it every year, our annual planning meeting. This year they did it a little bit different because of Proposition D coming up, and we knew that was very political. They chose to have the planning process be very open, invited the press. The governor was there. Our director was there. The governor spoke out in favor of Proposition D, and then we went on about our normal process after those presentations, which was that our regional planning commissions each came forward, talked about their top 10 list of priorities that were brought forward and what the process was where, you know, they meet and priorities are brought forward with the transportation advisory committees, and they vote, and then they bring those forward. So each regional planning commission will bring their needs forward, and they got a chance to present to a little bit larger crowd than normal, you know, why these projects were priorities. And then also the Metropolitan Planning Organization, Ozarks Transportation Organization, they presented on their needs in the urban area, just to kind of get the word out that it is a grassroots effort every year to prioritize our projects. So that was last week. I think that went very well. The actual voting on the projects that we do every year between the RPCs will occur in late November. And like I said, that was specifically, we delayed that because we were afraid that if they voted on projects that it would get misconstrued through no misunderstanding of the press, but just people reading things. We were afraid that if they voted on projects ahead of Proposition D, that people would take that as a list. Those were the projects that were going to get done with Prop D, and we didn't want any confusion there. So we delayed the voting process and the prioritization process until after Prop D. So I think that's about all I've got for right now. Do you guys have any questions?
I was going to ask, on the Long Creek Bridge, is that going to, do you have any idea? Are you going to try to do like what you did here as far as build one next to it? And